Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sarwinski. On today's program, I am joined by ADM Superintendent Greg Dufault. Greg, first of all, thank you so much for joining me today.
Absolutely, Joe. It's great to have you.
So the first thing I want to ask about, as we typically start off our conversations, about the Focus on Learning section. So that started with more information on the curriculum revision, specifically the math part of that. So talk a little bit about that.
Yes, we gave our board more information on our curriculum revision cycle. We've been doing some work to revamp and revise that. You know, it's a really important part of our system to have a thoughtful process to engage and work in each of our content areas. Math is the first content area that we'll take through this revamped process. And so we wanted to make sure the board understands how that process will work. Math has a meeting coming up in a couple of weeks this month. And so we wanted to give them some information prior to that meeting. We're just really excited about the curriculum revision steps in that process. And we just hope to get better as we go. And just wanted to make sure that the board understands how we're approaching that.
Absolutely. Now, kind of in that same vein, the next aspect of the Focus on Learning had to do with SMART goals, which is an acronym. First of all, tell me what the acronym stands for and then what was reported during the meeting.
Yeah, SMART is an acronym. You know, we're pretty heavy with acronyms in education, but SMART stands for strategic, M is for measurable, attainable, realistic, and time-bound. And those are the goals that our collaborative teams will develop over the next handful of weeks. We've talked with our board about how we needed to go back and reassess how we set our district in building student achievement goals, and we've done that. And now we've given our collaborative teams some time to develop their SMART goals at the collaborative team level, which is really where the real work takes place in our system. So we talked with them through that process.
All right. Now, the last part of the Focus on Learning section also had a action item sort of related to it. That was setting a public hearing for it. That's the district calendar for the 2020 through 21 school year. So talk a little bit about the calendar and the expected important dates on it.
Yeah, we did a lot of some major changes to our calendar last year when we moved away from a pretty much a twice monthly 2-hour early release to an every Friday 2 o'clock release. And again, that is directly related to our collaborative team time. That's when our collaborative teams meet on those Fridays. We simply weren't allowing them enough time to do the work that we were asking them to do. So we made that change for this calendar year. And so our draft calendar for next year looks a lot like this year. So some key points are August 24th would be the first day. That would be the first day that's allowed by state code. So we show that as our first day of school. Last day would be May 27th. Winter break would be from December 23rd through January 3rd, spring break, March 12th to the 19th. And of course, we exceed the minimum number of hours the state requires, so we're well beyond the 1,080 hours that's required for a school calendar. So we're pretty excited, and we hope to have the board approve this in February.
All right. Now, a couple more things to talk about with you here today that had to do with action items. First is action on the new elementary principal position. So talk a little bit about that and what was approved during the meeting.
Yeah, the board simply approved this position. You know, we'll have a new elementary that will open in August of 2021. So in order to start that process of naming that principal, we need the board to approve the position. So they did that, and we'll get started on identifying who that principal will be soon.
All right. So in that same vein with the new elementary project, any updates on how that's going?
Well, we have a big date on January 23rd. We have the bid opening. So we are really anxious for that day, and we're hoping for good bids. So January 23rd is when we open the bids.
All right. Moving from a new building to an old building, the former Minburn Elementary building is now going to be getting some use, essentially. So talk a little bit about the lease that you've struck with a local library.
Yeah, this is really exciting. We've been working with the city of Minburn and the Minburn Public Library to draft a lease for the library to use a portion of the elementary building there for their library. And so the board approved that lease, so that process will get rolling and they'll look to occupy soon. It's been the result of a lot of time, you know, working with those folks, and this went really well. And of course, they'll occupy what was the library, you know, the library space with some related classrooms and office space that are in that same general area. So we're excited for them to get in there. It'll be great for the kids in Minburn and make really good use of some of that space.
All right. Now, for those unfamiliar with the history of that building, when was it vacated and what was the reason for that?
Yeah, it would have been vacated back in 2010 when we were still in an enrollment declining period and low supplemental state aid. So it was a measure to, you know, deal with those shortages of students and state aid. And now that we've grown, of course, this was a big part of our bond issue and the last two bond issues in 2014 and 2019 where, you know, reusing the Minburn site for a school was not deemed a viable option, but we are looking for other alternative and innovative ways to use the building. And this is a great example of one of those.
Absolutely. And a lot can change in 10 years, as you see.
Yes.
All right. One last thing I want to ask you about today is a couple staffing updates, in particular, the business manager search and the activities director search. So talk a little bit about where you stand with those right now.
Yes. Well, on the business manager search end of it, this was unanticipated, but as we went through the search, I continued to talk with Nancy G, our current business manager, and she agreed to extend her time with us. So she does not anticipate retiring until the end of the 21 school year. So we have her for another year and a half. So we're pretty excited about that. So we'll delay the search until about a year from now. And then with the activities director search, it is an active search right now with the application period closing on January 26th. And then we will start to work to screen those applicants and identify finalists and bring those folks in for interviews and hopefully name a new activities director by early March.
All right. Sounds great. Well, ADM Superintendent Greg Dufault, anything else that you'd like to mention to our listeners today?
You know, it's that time of year where weather is getting more tricky. So just everybody stay tuned and we'll try to communicate changes as they come up. We're hopeful that we can avoid too many weather issues in the next handful of weeks.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining me and for all the information. I appreciate it very much.
Thanks, Joe. Appreciate you calling today.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Greg Dufault. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Cerwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.